السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الحمد لله.
Huzur says, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah that today once again another Jalsa Salana of Jamaat Ahmadiyya Germany, Allah Almighty has blessed us to observe and listen to another Jalsa. This Jalsa, as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, we hold it for this purpose, that recognizing our purpose of creation, we should establish a special relationship with Allah Almighty. And these 3 days of the year, devotedly, these days should be spent in the remembrance of Allah. For intellectual and religious and in the spiritual atmosphere, 3 days should be spent. We should increase in our religious knowledge. And also, we should analyze ourselves from the tarbiyat point of view. And the things that we listen, after listening to those, we should keep an eye on our conditions. And we should see that whether we are on our weaknesses, according to the teaching given to us by Allah and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, have we been able to suppress them and control them, or are we trying to do so? In the spiritual atmosphere of Jalsa Salana, listening to Allah's and the Holy Prophet's statements, we should try to become those people who increase in their status of spirituality. Huzur says that sometimes some petty things, they become the means of our excellence and progress in matters of spirituality and training. And in one atmosphere, the things done by other people, they become very helpful. And there is no doubt that there are some unfortunate people that they do not benefit at all from the spiritual and good atmosphere of the Jalsa. And they just come here for their worldly objectives. These people, whether they are those who claim to have initiated at the hand of the promised Messiah, But the fact is that these people are actually those who are running away from his teachings. So therefore, through prayers and istighfar, seeking forgiveness, you should spend these days. The example which I have given may be only of some people, but the prayers of the majority of the people, they also turn the condition of the days and nights of the people who are weak. And when you are improving your condition, then the condition of your neighbor is also improving. So spend these days in remembrance of Allah and prayer, that Satan, because Satan is always trying to deviate the person from the right path. May Allah protect us from Satan. And all the participants of Jalsa and all the workers of Jalsa, those who have been allocated duties in various departments, through the prayers, through durood, and through istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah Almighty, in order to be protected from the harm of Satan, they should try their best in this new place. This year, Jamaat Ahmadiyya Germany is holding their Jalsa. So as in Mannheim, generally speaking, there was a good fame of the Jamaat for the last 20 years, 25 years, or whatever is the period. In that period, by holding the Jalsa over there in Mannheim, the citizens of that area and the administration, they have got a good impression about the Jamaat, much better impression than that. The Jamaat should try to establish a good relation upon the people and the administration of this area, so that these good examples of Islam and Ahmadiyyat, they should become the means of conveying the message of Islam, Ahmadiyyat. For example, in hotels, this is the first time to accommodate Asian guests on such a large number. And naturally, nowadays, as the wrong impression of Islam is there and Islam is presented wrongly from some circles, the owners of these hotels, they also had certain reservations. But I am told that police has assured them that according to our investigations, this is a peaceful community. Therefore, there is no need to worry at all. So in these days, not only the Jalsaga, not only in that atmosphere of the Jalsaga, but outside as well, wherever Ahmadis are living or accommodated, or they are traveling through one city to another, in all such places, in a general way, everywhere, you leave your good examples everywhere, those who should become the means of tabligh of Ahmadiyyat. Your examples should be such that which should be indicating that you are fulfilling the your responsibility of your initiation, whatever you are committed. If somebody does something wrong, but the Ahmadi should not even in reaction to that show a bad example. Sometime it has happened recently that sometimes some people, those apparently are Ahmadis, but during the days of Jalsa, sometime they come here for their worldly objectives, or they still have the old enmities and rancor in their hearts, and they tend to commit wrong things against other people. The administration anyway will not show any leniency against these people, nor it should be shown. But because of the overdoing of one group, the other group should also show patience and endurance. And these days, as they have come here to spend for the sake of Allah Almighty, so therefore they should leave all the matters to God Almighty, in the hand of God Almighty. It is the mercy of Allah Almighty that we have joined in the community of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. To be grateful to this favor of Allah Almighty is the responsibility of all Ahmadis. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said that the joining of this community and bringing about pious changes in you for this purpose, Allah Almighty is preparing nations. So then this thing is, this should be kept, this they should take it with a matter of concern, that in this Jalsa as well, many Ahmadis who have recently joined from various countries, they are also participating in it, in their actions, in their behavior, the devotedness and dedication is quite visible. So the old Ahmadis, they should be worried regarding their own faith, and also they should set a good example for these newcomers. It should not be that the new nations come. And by becoming true Muslims, they become the recipient of the blessings of Allah Almighty. And the old Ahmadi families, by indulging in the worldly affairs and because of their selfish ego, they should be going in loss. So with this thinking and prayers, you spend these days after reminding your, drawing your attention to this important thing. Now I would like to mention some narrations by the companions of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. I would like to make certain narrations from the register of narrations of the companions. In these narrations, there are various type of subjects. The love and affection towards the Promised Messiah and his advice, and how the companions understood these word of advice, and the treatment of companions to others, and what was the reaction of the companions in response to this nice treatment of the Promised Messiah. So all these things, these are the things which actually created, brought about a big change in their lives, and which was the instrumental for their spiritual training, and also their love and affection with the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that was further enhanced and strengthened. Some examples, incidents are related to his hospitality, as I mentioned. These people on duty, on the workers, they should also keep these things in mind. There are certain examples of the endurance and the patience of the patients. And just in passing, there are some intellectual topics as well, and there are some words of advice. So listen to all these things very carefully. In one narration, it is mentioned, Hazrat Khan Sahib Ziaul Haq Khan Sahib says that three of us Ahmadis, he himself, Ziaul Haq Sahib, and his cousin, Sayyid Ikramuddin Sahib, and his brother-in-law, Sayyid Niyaz Hussain Sahib, late of Songda, they started from Songda, passing through Calcutta, they came to Qadian. Perhaps it is happened, it has in October 1900, 3 o'clock, it was daytime when they arrived in Qadian, and at the time of Zohar prayer, Mawli Muhammad Asan Sahib Marhum, through him, we had the honor of meeting the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in the mosque. And the same day after Maghrib, in Masjid Mubarak Maghrib, all three of us, along with the other people who are there, we joined in the bath ceremony. And at the time of a meeting, when Huzur mentioned my name and he said, then I mentioned my name as Ziaul Haq. Haq, I pronounced the word Qaf, as some people do it, very with a stress on it, and Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam made it a bit soft, and this was my first time that I listened like that, to that, and the people in Punjab, they say Qaf as Qaf. So anyway, he says that Mawli Muhammad Hassan Sahib was told by the Promised Messiah that some books of the Jamaat should be given to them for study. He says that Fatah Islam, Tawzi'e Maram, and Tawzi'e Maram is Alaham, I have already read. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was very happy, and then he emphasized that we should be accommodated in Langar Khana and there should be arrangement of rice for us. And he says that we stayed in Qadian for nearly 7 days, and every day after Maghrib we were among those people who used to press his feet. But because of the large number of khudam, but it was sometimes very difficult to be able to touch to his feet, and his feet were very strong. And every day in the morning and evening, in the morning after breakfast, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam, we used to join him in the morning walk. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam used to go for a brisk walk, and sometimes people had to run after him. And one Arab, perhaps Maulvi Abu Sa'id, had the honor of holding the umbrella on the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he asked the Promised Messiah that in the mosque of our Mahalla, how should we offer the prayer? Huzur asked that that whether the non-Ahmadis will allow us to offer the prayer. And he said that who can stop us from offering the prayer in the mosque of our Mahalla area? Huzur said that if there is no restriction, then you offer the prayer separately, otherwise not. We didn't know in the beginning that so much opposition will be there, that not to speak of offering the prayer in the mosque of that area, we will not even be allowed to go there, and there will be complete cut off from the society, and we would be called as kafir and disgraced people like that, and those who misguide the people. And those people who came to do the bath in the early days, they did not realize that how much is the opposition has been there, and this opposition is still there these days. But Allah Almighty enabled them to have the mosque, and now by the grace of Allah, mosques are being built, mosque everywhere. In Germany, by the grace of Allah, this year you have been enabled to have 6 mosques, or you can say 4 proper mosques and 2 other places in which those which have been converted into the mosque, you have been enabled to do so here in Germany. And then it is mentioned about a very informal sitting. Mia Nizamuddin Sahib from Sialkot, he relates that once after taking leave from Jalsa, when I came to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam to seek permission, then after that Huzur wanted to go inside. There was another person from Multan along with me. He, after seeking the permission, he said in his Multani language, it's a Punjabi style, and he said, Hadrat, that please tell us some wazifa, please tell me some wazifa. And Hadrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam smiled, and he said, Durood Sharif, recite it intensely. This is wazifa. This is something you have to repeat. This is also something very important in these days. This is the wazifa, and we should recite that durood intensively in these days. And then he says, in the time of spring, he used to go to the garden and ask the servants that they should bring some fruit from the tree and in baskets, and all the fruit was there. And Masih Maud alayhi salam took from that, and there were some other party members, group of companions was there, maybe 15 or 20 would be there. And sometime it so happened that very close to the pond there was a platform, and there was a sort of a platform was there, and there was some extra dust put there, and there, and that is the place where previously a shop used to be of Mahtabuddin Sahib. And some part of the side, near side lane was also made a part of it. And Mauli Burhanuddin Sahib, Marhum Mukhur, and he used to have a pot of water which he used to carry on his back. That would have been something like an urn in which tea is stored. And he used to carry that, and what a beautiful style was that, that he was giving the people the water to drink. And then he started jumping, and he said, I started jumping, and he said, ask me why I am jumping. Somebody asked, please, Huzur, you please tell us, why are you jumping? And he said that I am the servant, I am the peon of the Promised Messiah, that I am overjoyed and happy because I am the peon of the Messiah. Hazrat Mia Amiruddin Sahib, Ahmadi Gujarati, he narrates that once I complained that I have got some debt on me, and he said, the Promised Messiah said that you intensify invoking the Durood, and those people who have been writing these days about their financial problems and difficulties, they should, Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam used to tell the Wazifa that be regular in 5 daily prayers and reciting Durood. And he said that invoke the Durood repeatedly and also seek forgiveness from Allah Almighty. This used to be my Wazifa, and Allah Almighty blessed me so much that there was no debt remained on me. And when he used to come to Qadian, that in the small mosque, which was a bit bigger, Masjid Mubarak he is referring to, that when the people used to stand in the rear rows, and I used to sit in front of the window from which the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam used to come, so that when Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam used to come from there, and when Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam used to come, then I immediately used to stand up, and I used to stand on his left hand side, and that was the time that when the neighboring room, which is next to the mosque, in that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam and some guests, those who were not more than 5 in those days, in that room, they used to feed the people the rice or other food with his own hand. All these prophecies, they were fulfilled in front of me, and I am a witness to that. And I also mentioned one narration that when there was a meeting about the plague, I was present there, and that big tree which is on the left side of the pond and underneath this meeting took place, and standing under that big tree, he said, according to my estimation, the people who participated in that were 300 or 400, maybe less, more or less, Allah knows better. And then I saw the Jamaat growing. And now the time has come when the Jalsa was fixed in the month of December. Then large number of people started coming. At the time of their food in the evening, Hazur had instructed in that room which was near to the alley on the western side of the mosque, and people from one district, then turn by turn they used to feed them, and Gujranwala people were eating at that time, and the door was closed, and I was very hungry at that time. I was not allowed to go in. I came back and I slept overnight like that, hungry. And the same night, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu got the revelation, Ya Yuhal Nabiyo Attemul, and also in narration, Attemul Jaya Wal Motar. That is the wording of the revelation which the Promised Messiah received, that O Prophet of Allah, Ya Yuhal Nabiyo Attemul Jaya Wal Motar, that those people who are hungry and those who are needy, you feed them. So in the morning, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam asked, what is the arrangement of the food? And then they said that district-wise, they invite the people and then feed them. And then right in front of me, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam said that open the doors and whosoever comes, feed him. Hakim Abdul Samad Sahib, he also narrates, and some part of that is being mentioned, and that will be, which was mentioned by Abdul Ghani Sahib, who was the son of Abdul Ghani Sahib. He says that in 1907 I went to Qadian after the Asr, in order to have, when I went to Langar to have the food, there were some people standing in front of the door. I also stood there, and when the door opened, then people wanted to go inside. There was a young man, young boy. Hazur mentions it again that when he wanted to go inside, there were some people standing in the door. I stood there. When the door opened, the people wanted to go inside. And one young man pushed the people and closed the door. These were very dismayed and sorry, and they came back. And when I went again after some time, when I went in the morning, then we came to know that Hazur came in the morning, and he asked, and Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam arrived at that time. There were large number of people there. Hazur said that was there any incident yesterday, or was there any conflict or dispute yesterday? I don't remember. Hazrat Khalifa Awwal mentioned that I have come to know that because of the mistake of the organizers, some respectable people who wanted to go inside, a young man pushed them and he closed the door. So those respectable people were there, they went back to their places and the food was sent to them. Some have it and some did not have it. At that, Hazrat Masih Maud said that because of those things, who are responsible for that, they should be feeling sorry and they should be ashamed of that. And those are very fortunate that their cries have been heard in the heaven by Allah Almighty. And last night Allah Almighty has spoken to us in such words which have never been used before. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyo atimul jaya wal motar, that O Prophet, those people who are hungry and restless, you feed them. Huzur said that these are the words of takmeel. I could not understand what is the meaning of that. That is to say that this was not an ordinary thing that Huzur, the Allah Almighty, used this word, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyo, that O Prophet. And this is something which was to be fulfilled and that is being fulfilled. Now I understand that a time would come when people would try to decrease the status of the Holy Promised Messiah, but in the sight of Allah Almighty, he was a full prophet. And it was the time of the Jalsa when the langar used to be in that place where very close to in front of the house of Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib. So I have already spoken, given full sermons on the subject that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam is a prophet. And if there are any people who have got any sort of misunderstanding, or some people are becoming weak or complacent about that, or they have certain doubts, they should know it fully well that Allah Almighty has called him like Nabi. He has spoken to him the word Ya ayyuhan Nabi, and he is of course a prophet without a new law. He is one of the follower and subordinate, and he is the one who is following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fully and loves him. He writes that I remember that some people who were pushed away and those who went back, they started crying, and they cried that, oh Allah, we did not come to have the food. Actually, we came here in compliance of the instruction of the Promised Messiah, salatu wasalam. So therefore, the karkunan, the workers, they always showed good manners and good morals. Chaudhary Abdul Aziz Sahib, Ahmadi pensioner, Kizaiya of Noshara, he says that in December 1907, which was the last Jalsa during the life of the Promised Messiah, I attended that. 9 o'clock, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam came through the stairs, which used to land there in front of the Masjid Mubarak. He stood at the second step, and he called for Hazrat Maulana Nuruddin Sahib, and he said that those people who came last night at late, they did not get the food, and they have slept overnight hungry. Their cry has reached the heaven. And Hazrat Mauli Sahib said that, Huzur, yes, that is right. There is negligence in providing him the food. And Huzur said that a committee should be made of 4 or 5 people who should always look after the guest and make sure that the food is provided and there should be no inconvenience to the guest. So, Mia Allah Dita Sahib, Wald Mia Khair Mohammad Sahib, of Basti Rinda Dera Ghazi Khan, he says that in 1903 or in 1904 that I went to Qadian Sharif, and it was an occasion of Eid, and there was food provided in langar, and the food was prepared, that there was distinction of the special people and ordinary people for the distribution of food, that thing was there. So I had not a bad feeling about that. And I understood that the Mahdi to come would be Hakam and Adal. But now there is a show off in the langar, in the kitchen. And when he went into the morning to the mosque, and Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam came before the azan, and he said that, where is Maulana Nuruddin Sahib? Hazrat Mauli Sahib said that, yes, Huzur, I am here. Huzur said that Raat Allah Almighty has told me that your Langar Khana that has not been accepted in the Ayota, because last night there was a show off in the Langar Khana yesterday, and those people in the Langar Khana, they should be removed and they should be relieved of their duty, and they should be sent outside Qadian for 6 months. And those people who made distinction between guests and other guests, so these people should be relieved of the duty, and for 6 months they should be dispelled from Qadian. And such people should be appointed there who are very pious in nature and very pious, God-fearing people. And the morning bread and the breakfast should be under my house, and I and Mirza Mahmood Ahmad, we would look from the top how it goes. And this thing that Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, this man who said that I had a bad feeling, he apologized to Allah and sought forgiveness, that this bad feeling was there in my heart. So these are the bad thinkings which sometimes take the matter too far. But the one who Allah Almighty wants to keep them on the right side, Allah Almighty makes the arrangement for that, so that all these bad understandings and bad feelings should be removed. If a person continues to seek forgiveness from Allah Almighty, then he is helped. Because of the mistake of one, it should not be attributed to the mistake of other people. And then there is a narration by Hazrat Maulvi Burhanuddin Sahib Jalmi, who it is regarding Maulvi Mehruddin Sahib. Maulvi Sahib's disciple has mentioned that when Promised Messiah wrote the Brahine Ahmadiyya, and then he has written this narration, then I read it and I thought that this man is going to become something, and he is going to have a big status in future. Therefore, I wanted to see him. So when I went to Qadian to see him, then I came to know that he had gone to Hoshiarpur. Then I thought that it's not possible to come again and again, then it's better to go to Hoshiarpur and to see him. And I asked about his address, and somebody told me the address, that the carriage, there would be some oxen with white color, and he might be coming at this time. When I reached halfway, and we were a bit away from that carriage, so therefore we could not find more. And when I arrived in Hoshiarpur, then Mirza, there was a servant along with the Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and he got a revelation in English, and somebody was going to get it translated. Then he asked Mirza Sahib, it was where? He said, you find out in the city. He did not tell. Maybe Huzur had asked some people not to do so. Anyway, after inquiry, I reached his home and I knocked at his door. A servant came out and he asked, who are you? I said, I am Burhanuddin from Jhelum. I have come to see Hazrat Mirza Sahib. He said, let me seek the permission for you. And when he went inside, then immediately I got a revelation in Persian that wherever you have to reach, you have reached there. Now you don't have to move anywhere else. The servant was told that I don't have the time at this time. Tell him that he should come at another time. When the servant told me, then I told that my house is far away. I will be sitting here, and whenever Huzur will have the time, then I will be able to meet him. That's all right. Whenever he's free, I will meet him. When the servant went inside to tell him this, then Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam had this revelation that when the guest comes, then you should show hospitality. Then he asked the servant that you go and open the door immediately. And when I went inside, Huzur met me with a smiling face, and just now I have got this revelation. And he says that I also had a revelation in Persian. So he really attained a high position after he joined the Bath of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Mistri Aladitta Sahib, son of Sadruddin Sahib, resident of Bhambadi, district Gurdaspur, he says that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam used to say that our friend, if he comes to you, then you always show hospitality to him and look after him. If there were some guests came to Qadian and it was summer and early in the morning they arrived, and Huzur asked the worker in the kitchen that is there any food. He said that there are some stale breads from the last night. Huzur said there is no harm. So whenever the people come, you do offer him the food. Even if the stale bread is there, these breads were brought. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam also had some of it and also given to the guest. So anyway, these guests, after the food, they went back to Atwal. Huzur said that to have the stale bread is a part of sunnah. Some people become very angry sometime. In this countries, the ready-made bread, which is available in the market, which is a bit stale, but regarding this curry, sometime it becomes slim. And it is not anyway that the administration should offer the stale curry. But another narration is from companion from Chalandar, son of Mauli Ghulam Qadir Sahib. He narrates that Jalsa Salana of 1906 at Masjid Aqsa, and in one corner of that, very close to that palace where nowadays it was a mahalla, an area, there was the house of a Hindu Brahmin. And because of the shortage of space, some people, they stood for the prayer on the top rooftop of that house. And that person started calling names to the promised Messiah. He was a Hindu. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, after finishing the prayer, he advised the community to be patient and stop, forbid them to go there. And there was a wall created on the side of the roof. And there was also a safety barrier there so that nobody should have any harm. And the nearby house was to be sold, and that the Jamaat created, and then it has been made a part of the mosque. And 2 years ago, by the grace of Allah, when this extension of the mosque, Masjid Aqsa, has taken place, so all this area has become a part of it. And 2,000 to 2,500 people can offer prayer in that area now. Hazrat Chiraag Muhammad Sahib, Raziyallahu Ta'ala Anhu, son of Chaudhary Hamid Sahib of Khara, he says that once Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam delivered a very lengthy speech in Masjid Aqsa. It was after Zohar, on the near the wall I was sitting. And there was a very strong opponent, and there was a person who was under him, and he was also very strong, opposed to Jamaat. As long as Huzur spoke, he was always saying Subhanallah, Subhanallah, and also he used to say that now I am not going to oppose the promised Messiah. Whatever he is saying, that is true. After a few days, when I met him, and I asked him that now what is your opinion now? He said that I don't know. That at that time I thought everything what he said that is right, but now it is not. So the Allah Almighty, if He does not like to give guidance to some people, their heart become very hard. Muhammad Ibrahim Sabakapuri says that I thought that from among the ulama, when he came to Qadian, then he saw that how to test these ulama and the people in Qadian. Now the method which he thought of was that the ulama, that he saw one of the great alim from among the ulama, and also I saw the claimant of the Mahdi and Masih, and their scholars were full of knowledge and they were very good in morals, and I saw the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was of course very very unique, and he was of good moral, and he was knowledge was like an ocean. So he thought that the condition of ordinary people should also be seen. So he says that he went to the langar, which was to the southern side of the house of Hazrat Khalifa Awwal. And in the langar khana, there was a big pot and there was a small pot in which there was some soup. Mia Najmuddin Sahib Bhairvi, marhum, he was in charge of langar. And I begged some food from him, and he gave me bread and some dal. And he said that I don't take dal, the lentil, but give me some meat. So he returned the lentil in the pot and gave me some meat. But then he said that now give me dal. So then he returned the meat and then gave dal instead. And then in this turning, you know, of changing my demand, that I just wanted to see the morals of the people. It was not that he liked the dal or the meat. So he made him change it so many times, just wanted to say whether he becomes offended by that or not. I just wanted to check his morals. And then I had my food there and I talked to various people, and everything from the workers of the langar, they were something which reminded us of Allah Almighty. Each and everything. Now it's very important to see that every worker working there, everything was actually taking my mind to Allah Almighty. That really impressed me very much. And this was the piety which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam established in the hearts of his followers and his companions. And next day in the morning, he heard the voice of people reciting the Quran, and I saw the small children, that they are also offering the prayer. And that was also something very attractive and very fascinating for me. So these are the things which should be seen, which should be observed by the people during the Jalsa days. And the workers, they should also properly take care of these things and note these things, that each and every action of them should be such which should indicate and that they have really got into the initiation at the hand of the promised Messiah, and they have got a link with Allah Almighty. And then these things should become a regular part of one's life. And there should be prayers and the recitation of the Quran, not only during these 3 days, but also this should continue when we go back to our homes. Munshi Mahbub Alam Sahib says that once from Lahore to Qadian, I went to Qadian from Lahore. I used to write him almost daily. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam had a love for me. And whenever I used to go, he used to give me the audience immediately. Sometime he used to ask me to go in, sometime he used to come out. Once I went to Qadian, he came to the mosque and asked me that you sit here. I would bring some food for you. And then I sat in front of the window. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam went inside. After 15-20 minutes, he came, and a bowl of vermicelli, he brought that, and he said that I have just asked, I have got it freshly prepared for you. I felt very sorry that I have put him to so much trouble and difficulty, but I was blessed that from his hands I have this pure food, and I had it, and I thanked Allah Almighty. And then he told me in the evening that now you sleep over here, and in that room which was next to the window, the whole night I was there, and the whole night I couldn't sleep. I kept awake and continued praying, and I was worried. I was praying that this should not be because of any negligence on my part, and I should Masih Maud alayhi salam should not feel that I have been sleeping the whole night. So I kept awake praying and invoking the durood. And in the morning when he came, that now you get up, now it is time for prayer. So I was already up, awake, and I immediately got up and I came to the Masjid Mubarak, and then azan was said, and Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam came. Hazrat Mia Wazir Khan Sahib, son of Muhammad Ghori Sahib, says that in 1895 or in 1896, Hazrat Sahib and Maulvi Sahiban, that is Maulvi Nuruddin Sahib and Maulvi Abdul Karim Sahib and Maulvi Muhammad Hassan Sahib and some other friends, including me, they were having their food in the round-shaped room, and there were some bitter melons with some minced meat in it, and Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam divided it, and he did not give any part to me. And I was just thinking that he has given this to other ulamas. And then Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam put both these bitter melons right in front of me. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, sometime this used to be the case, that He just thought of something and promised Musa alayhi salatu wasalam according to his wish and desire. He fulfilled that, and all that misunderstanding or bad feeling was there, that was removed. Son of Muhammad Umar Sahib says that who was living in Qadian, he says that Maulvi Qurumuddin, in the litigation started by him, he went to Musa alayhi salam went to Gurdaspur, and every day, because of appearance in the court, he stayed there. He says, my habit was that I did not used to take food before the promised Messiah, but I used to take it after that. And I used to send the whole food and for the promised Messiah and for the guest. And he would not take any part for himself. The whole of it he would send. And once I emphasized to Hazrat Hafiz Hamid Ali Sahib that whatever is my food, you bring that to here. But on that day, Khwaja Kamaluddin Sahib and other friends were there. They ate up all of it. They had finished the food, and there was nothing left for me. I got angry with Hafiz Hamid Ali Sahib, and I went to bed just without having anything. So in the morning, when the promised Messiah asked, Hafiz Hamid Ali Sahib replied that the person who had to cook the food, and he has not got up, and he is angry with us. Then Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam came to the window and then said, and there was a window right in front of the kitchen. But he called me, but I just kept quiet. I did not reply. At that time, he called me again, and then I again kept quiet. Then Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam came into the kitchen, and then he said, that young boy, what happened today? How are you going to prepare the food? And then Hafiz Ahmad Ali Sahib said that he is angry since the last night, because he said that after Huzur's food is finished, then you bring some food for me. And there was no food left there, so I couldn't give him anything. At that, Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam said that give him the food before anybody else. And Hafiz Ahmad Ali Sahib said that he doesn't take the food before other people. So then Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam said that 1 kilo of milk should be brought for him every day. And I was just, showing as if I'm in sleep. So then I immediately got up and I said that within half an hour, the food will be ready. So I prepared the food very quickly when the food was sent to him. So then I also went upstairs. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam said that what magic you have played today. Then he said, I will tell later on. And next day when I went to dye his color, and then he asked again that what magic did you play that you was able to prepare the food so quickly when Huzur was all alone. So I said, mention to him that Huzur, I had already put some meat on fire for cooking, and it was a light fire was there. So when Huzur said, then I immediately added some vegetable, and the food was ready. Huzur smiled, and he was very happy about that. Sheikh Mushtaq Hussain Sahib, son of Sheikh Umar Sahib of Gujranwala, he says that in 1900 or 1901, that during the days of Jalsa Salana, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he was in the Masjid Mubarak. It was time of Zohar prayer, and worshippers were there. After offering of the prayer, he was delivering a lecture. Somebody from outside, he came from outside, and jumping over the shoulders of the people, he went very close to the promised Messiah. He just came from outside and went very close to the promised Messiah. In this effort, the turban of one person was taken off, and he wrote a letter of complaint. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam read it, and then he stood there very close to the window of his house, and I spoke to him for a while and then went inside. Maulvi Sahib, when he came back, and then he stood up and he delivered a speech in for 10-15 minutes. He spoke, and the words of my interest were still, I remember, Hazrat Khalifa Awwal said that today I am going to tell you a very terrible thing, and not from myself, but I have been commanded by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam that I should convey this thing to you, and I should tell you that today that today our Imam is praying that a dry branch should be cut off from us. Today I am praying that those dry branches of the tree are there, they should be cut off. Those who don't want to become strengthened and firm in their faith, they should be taken away. They should be cut off. And then this was also mentioned by Khalifa Awwal, that by smashing your heads, you cannot get the nearness of Allah Almighty. You cannot attain that. If you are jumping over the heads of other people, you hurt other people, and try to get closer to the Imam, and you will not be able to get nearness to Allah by doing so, but that is obtained only through the grace and mercy. Nowadays I have seen even that very educated people, sometime they jump over the shoulders of others and try to come closer. Wherever they find place, they should sit there, and they should not cause any injury or harm to anybody else or discomfort of anyone. And particularly during Jalsa, when the large number of people are there, those who come first, they should come in the front part, so that those who come late, they should go at the rear. Instead of leaving a gap in between, then people are forced to jump over. Hazrat Ghulam Muhammad Sahib of Narowal, Polam Bahara, he says that in Jalsa Salana in 1904, in order to attend that, along with other Ahmadis, Chaudhary Muhammad Sarfaraz Sahib and Mia Chiraghuddin Sahib and Chaudhary Hakim Sahib, and all these people together, we went there. So we arrived at night time by train, and first we got off at Batala. We spent the night in the mosque, and then in the morning we reached Qadian. Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he was delivering a speech in the house where the house of Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib is there. That used to be the kitchen in those days. It was regarding the ruku number 1 of Surah Baqarah, and the nafse ammara, the accusing soul, and inciting soul, accusing soul, and the satisfied soul. About this, the subject, the speeches were there. Then nafse ammara is the one which prompts a person to do, and lawama is the one which prompts a person to do good things, and then there is sometimes struggle between the two types. Sometime the virtue is dominant, sometime the vice is dominant, and there is a struggle going between them. And then when the sin is taken away, then a person comes to a satisfied soul, and a person is always satisfied with that, because once you have attained that, and there is a difficulty in the earlier two stages, the inciting soul and the accusing soul, they go on struggling and competing with one another. Sometime he is up and the other is down, sometime he is down and the other is up, something like that. And then he sees, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَاسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا. Then he recited this verse, that the pious people are such that they are given such bowls in which there is the taste of camphor will be there. A drink with the taste of camphor will be there. And then after reciting this one, he says that this type of syrup produces a coldness. And similarly, the satisfied soul is which gives the satisfaction. And then he recited, وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَاسًا كَازَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا. And in those bowls there will be some drink with a ginger will be there. The taste of ginger will be there. And as this syrup is very delicious, similarly, in the state of satisfied soul, then the taste of goodness and virtue is there. And one never thinks of any thing bad. I particularly selected this narration, that how the companions used to listen to the statements of the promised Messiah, how they used to benefit, they used to remember, and then they used to narrate that in very simple words so that other people can also understand that. So with this thinking, all those people who are coming to our jalsas, they should listen to the speeches there, and also they should get the benefit, the intellectual and spiritual benefit, and they should try to remember those things so that they may be able to spread this knowledge and spirituality to other people. Hadrat Dr. Mohammadin Sahib, in charge of Bannu Hospital, he says that I remember that in 1905 I did the bath through post, through letter, and I did the bath on his hand in 1905, and the letter was written a bit earlier, and later on his hand he did the bath, and that was during the time of the Jalsa. I was 20 at that time, and I was in a medical college. I was a student there, and there were many people who initiated, and there was a turban which was spread out, and the people had put their hand on that, and all the initiates, there was Sheikh Tamur Sahib was there. He had done his bath before, but he also joined, and the Sheikh Sahib had the hand close to the Promised Messiah, and I had my hand on his hand, and he used to recite the wording, and we used to repeat that, and he led the prayer at the bath, and five doctors and the students, we sought permission from the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. He said that you stay on, and the Risala al-Wasiyat was readily printed, printed at that time. The copies were still fresh, and then he gave us the copies, and then he permitted us. So we took the copies of al-Wasiyat, and we came back to Lahore. And in medical college in Lahore, among the students, I was also a part of that. Because of certain mistakes, we went for a strike in the beginning of 1906, and some Ahmadis also took part in it. When Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam came to know about that, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam sent us a very firm instruction that to take part in such movements and such is against Islam, and this is against the tradition of the Jamaat. So therefore you seek apology from the principal and then get admission again. And also wrote to the medical college, the principal of medical college, and he mentioned that please forgive our students of our Jamaat and give them the admission again. So we got the permission and got admission again. And then a newspaper wrote an article saying that five disciples of the Messiah, and regarding the Promised Messiah and the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, he criticized very strongly. But other students also sought apology and got admission, and I have got so many letters, but all these because of the war now they have been misplaced somewhere. So regarding this strike, what is our position about that? I have already spoken in my sermons before. Chaudhary Ghulam Rasool Sahib Basra from Sargodha, he says that December 1907 during Jalsa days, that in the evening of Thursday, that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam would go out for a morning walk. The routine was that when there were large gathering, then the people used to join their hands around him, and he used to walk in between. So just like people, they make human chain. So along with my companions, along with some other people, Chaudhary Mia Khan Sahib Gondal and Chaudhary Muhammad Khan Sahib Gondal, and we discussed together that if possible, that when he goes out for the morning walk, then we will make a human chain around him so that we will be able to see him from close very clearly. And the people, when in the morning we saw that the people were standing in waiting for him, nobody knew that Hazur would, from which side he was going to come. From wherever there was some indication that he might be coming from that, people used to rush to that point. And this continued like that for a while, and finally we came to know that he is going to come out from the north side to Retishala. And we went there, and we got ready, and as soon as he comes, then as soon he would come out of the door, we would immediately make a circle around him. Through our hands we will make a circle. We were ready that suddenly we saw that right in the middle of a huge crowd, the Huzur Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was coming back, dashed down, and all this group came, and we just stood helpless. And under the tree, the Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam stood and started shaking hands with people. Somebody said that a chair should be brought for him. He said that Allah Almighty has already told me that people will come in large number. But and then he was talking in Punjabi. He said that you should never, you should not tired, and you should not have any doubt. And now look, this revelation is being fulfilled in how beautifully people from other countries are coming in large number. Actually, it was a revelation in Arabic. Our Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in that way. Mawli Muhammad Ji Sahib, son of Muhammad Khan Sahib, and I have seen the Promised Messiah delivering a speech there. And he said that Jalsa was taking place in the house of Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib, and he came down from a wooden stair, and then he mentioned about the dedication of life. And at that time he mentioned that people should dedicate their life, and there was a chair put for him, and he addressed while sitting in chair, and he said that everybody who is here is a part of my sign, and all those people who are sitting here, the people who have come from various countries, so they are actually the sign of the truth of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And in order to establish this sign, we also have to bring about the pious changes in us, and for the purpose of which the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was sent. And in the beginning it was a low tone, then there was and sometime the speakers, they emphasize on certain thing to put the emphasis. This was not his habit. He used to recite slowly, and he would not indicate through his hand, and he used to have some stick in his hand sometime. Yeah, and his speech was very attractive and very beautiful, very calm and quiet way, as if it was a natural machine which Allah Almighty has set up there to make it work. Hazrat Sufi Nabi Bakh Sahib says that in Jalsa of 1898, there was a large number of people were there. I was also there. And at 10 o'clock after tea, it was instructed that all the people need to go to the big mosque, which is Masjid-e-Aqsa. And accordingly, I also went there. And it's my good chance that Allah Almighty enabled me to join the community of this great person. And that was the day. And the mosque was not so big as it is today. And the Masih Maud alayhi salam came at the end. And Maulvi Abdul Karim Sahib, and he was asked to point the book Nishane Asmani Faisla. But I looked at the face of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and his dress, and it was the same which I had seen during my school days. And all the present people, they were listening to the book Asmani Faisla, the Heavenly Decision. And I was absorbed in my own thinking, and I was making up a mind and decision that this is the same spiritual face which I have seen, during my school days. It is the same person. Zainul Abidin Waliullah Shah Sahib relates that in those days when Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he was receiving revelations regarding his demise. It is from those in those days that Jalsa Salana was held in Masjid Aqsa. Huzur said he addressed and he explained the meaning of Surah Fatiha and the meaning of abudiyat, the servitude, the worship. He mentioned that when a person is really having this color of worship, then his condition is like this, as if a piece of iron is there. When it is thrown into the fire, it becomes actually the fire. And similarly, a person is well equipped with the divine attributes. And as that piece of iron is not really the fire, but it looks like fire, but temporarily the quality of fire is to be seen there. Similarly, that person is also a human being, but the attributes of Allah Almighty are in action in him. And it is not his intention. Actually, under the instruction and intention of Allah Almighty, all his doings and sayings are subject to that. So this search for such servitude and submission should always be sought by all Ahmadis. And this is the indication of being a true Muslim. And this was the desire of the promised Messiah. This was the purpose for which he was sent. Holy Muhammad Ibrahim Sahib Kapuri narrates, it is regarding the Jalsa of 1906, as Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned about his demise, and he said, "My death is now near. When I look at the condition of my community, then I am worried just like that mother whose death is imminent and his very weak. But I am sure that Allah Almighty is not going to let me pass away like that." And this was the satisfaction given by him. Allah Almighty fulfilled his promise, and the community of the promised Messiah, which is increasing and continues to increase day by day. But simply increase in number is not there. We have to be worried about our faith. We have to be worried about spirituality. We should try to increase in that. And our faith and the faith of our generation and progeny, we have to always be trying hard that not only this faith is in our hearts, but it is also we are able to establish this faith in the hearts of our progeny and children. For that we have to set a good example, so that we are able to get the blessings from the prayers of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. All the blessings we get it, and all the worries are taken away. And these are the things which will increase us in our relationship with Allah Almighty. And these examples of narrations of the companions which I have related, actually the purpose of that is that there should be certain examples in front of us, and through various sources we should come to know how the companions, they used to express their love and affection for the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and how they were linked with the promised Messiah, and what sort of a revolution was there, and how with devotion and love they used to always move around this lamp of guidance. And Allah Almighty enable us that, and we should always be following this example, and we should not ever be doing anything which becomes the cause of his displeasure.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.